Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1908, recorded on Thursday, the 26th of May 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry, and I'm joined by Alison Aplin.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome new listener today, Betty Akers of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, a feature on a cup-winning ladies' football team, and what's on. We also have some letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Our first news stories include a revamp for the Primark store in the centre of Norwich and a visiting movie star. But first, improvements to the Norfolk Adult Education Service.
Inspectors have praised a turnaround which has seen Norfolk's Adult Education Service go from being rated inadequate to good in just over a year. There were warnings following the critical inspection in January last year that the Norfolk County Council service could be closed unless it improved. But following a fresh inspection, the watchdog now says the issues have been tackled. They said, leaders and managers have dealt quickly and very effectively with key issues identified at the previous inspection. The County Council rebranded adult education and brought in Helen Weatherall as the interim head of the newly named Norfolk Community Learning Services. She said, this is a fantastic outcome brought about by a mammoth team effort. As a council, we made the commitment last summer that we would work towards an Ofsted good outcome. Missing out requires improvement. In one jump and over a year, this was a very tall order, but with everyone working together, it has been achieved. Our ambition does not stop here. Our next goal is to be an outstanding service, and we will be working closely with our learners, partners, governors, and staff to achieve this.
Norfolk's new £12 million Aviation Academy was hailed as an international leader as work formally began on the centre designed to train the next generation of aircraft engineers. Future students were in the crowd as business leaders gathered to see demolition work taking place at a hangar at Norwich Airport, which will eventually become home to up to 500 students aged 16 to 21. Simon Witts, the chief executive of the Aviation Skills Partnership, said, "It's a state-of-the-art, world-class training facility. It's genuinely a world first, and it's in Norwich." Once complete, the academy will include 20 classrooms, 5 engineering workshops, and a complete live Airbus 320 aircraft for students to hone their talents. The project has been developed by Norfolk County Council, New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership, the Norse Group, KLM UK Engineering, City College Norwich, and the University of East Anglia.
People will have the chance to get their family heirlooms valued at an antiques roadshow-style event. The Theatre Royal in Norwich is hosting the Valuation Day on June the 1st to raise money for the mental health charity Mind Norwich. Experts from Keys Fine Art Auctioneers in Aylsham will be on hand to assess a variety of antiques, fine art and collectibles during the day. Kevin Lyons, General Manager at Keys, said, "This is a great chance to quiz some of the region's foremost experts about your family heirlooms." The antique specialists will be offering appraisals and valuations on a wide variety of items. They include everything from ceramics, glassware, oriental items, furniture, paintings, books, and jewellery. The experts will be giving their time for free, but people are asked to donate £1 per item valued for charity. No appointment is needed for the valuation, and people can turn up at the Theatre Royal between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June the 1st. It takes place in the building's target follow room.
Norwich's Primark store could be partly demolished and rebuilt as part of an ambitious expansion bid. But civic watchdogs branded the proposals as ugly and insensitive. The retailer has submitted a redevelopment plan for its city centre store, which would see a major expansion for the shop, including the creation of an extra shopping floor. The next door buildings, currently home to Wallace and Dorothy Perkins, would be demolished and rebuilt as an extension to the Primark store. Victoria Manthorpe, the administrator of the Norwich Society, acknowledged that the current 1960s building would win no beauty contests, but its setting means that it is crucial that changes seize the opportunity to improve the area. She said, "We strongly object to this proposal. We consider that this ugly, insensitive proposal is harmful to the character of two streets. The Haymarket is an important historic area of the city and needs good quality architecture, which can be achieved in a contemporary design. This is an opportunity to try to bring things back to a better place, and the current plans do not make the most of that opportunity."
Drivers in Norwich have been warned to brace themselves for further disruption when weeks of works start on roads near Norwich City Football Club's Carrow Road ground. Highway bosses at Norfolk County Council said major highway improvement work on Geoffrey Watling Way, Coblentz Avenue, Carrow Road and Wherry Road was due to start next month. The work, set to begin on Monday, June the 6th, will include a new toucan pedestrian cycle crossing in Coblentz Avenue, the creation of a new bus gate at the Geoffrey Watling Way Carrow Road Coblentz Avenue junction, widening of the footways on both sides of Coblentz Avenue near the new toucan crossing, installation of new traffic signals at the Geoffrey Watling Way, Coblentz and Wherry Road junctions to serve the new toucan crossing and bus gate. The work is expected to take about 8 weeks to complete.
He's been left home alone in Chicago and was once stranded on the streets of New York. But no one ever expected to see Macaulay Culkin in the fine city of Norwich. The Waterfront Studio were given a surprise when he made a guest appearance at musician and film director Adam Green's show. Culkin, who rose to fame as a child star after working on films such as Home Alone, Richie Rich and My Girl in the 90s, came out during Green's set to help him with a performance of Lucky Number 9, a song by the Moldy Peaches, an indie group that has been on hiatus since 2004. Green, who is a former member of the Moldy Peaches, was performing in Norwich as part of his current UK tour to promote his new film, a warped take on the tale of Aladdin and its accompanying album. The film stars Green and Culkin have previously worked together on a series of projects.
Families and friends got splattered with paint during a colourful fun run. More than 1,000 people spent their day walking, jogging and running around Eaton Park. A fun run with a colourful difference. The East Anglia's Children's Hospice's Colour Dash covered people in pink, purple and orange paint. People teamed with their running shoes with tutus, white T-shirts and fancy dress for the sellout event. There were colour checkpoints at different points along the 5K race route where people dashed through clouds of paint. Tickets cost £20 for an adult and £10 per child to take part, with all the money raised going to the charity which supports young people with life-threatening illnesses.
Police stopped a motorist who was speeding at more than 100 miles per hour on the A47. Rhodes policing officers, who stopped the car travelling at 103 miles per hour on a stretch of the road which has a 50 miles an hour speed limit, tweeted about the incident. The tweet from NNS Rhodes Policing, including an image of the speed clocked by the officers. And the car was also found to have two defective tyres.